is dirty cunt. Fucking racist dirty cunt. Yeehaw! Right? That's what you see.
That was a extremely disturbing obese woman screaming at police officers and at a street preacher for no absolute reason. She was one of the many interesting characters that we saw, including a transgender leader who happened to be black and also wearing complimentary black booty shorts, which I would say the tuck job was just about as unsuccessful as the protest itself. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with your most unlikable host, me, Elijah Schaefer. I am joined in the studio by two degenerates, journalist Drew Hernandez from the Tatum Report and from the Lives Matter show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Your hair looks terrible.
It does. It does.
Why is it like that? Why does it look like
this? This is what 7-Eleven hair dye will get you.
Yeah, it's bad. Actually, that's not the worst part. We have a lot coming up. We also have Kaylin Dalmeida. I think, is this your first time on the show?
Yeah, it's my first time on. After Seattle and Chaz, you had me on.
So second time.
It's my second time on.
First time in studio.
First time in this studio, yeah.
Also known as the doppelganger for Tim Pool.
That's what I've been getting. I've got some other people, but don't worry about that right now.
Yeah. I was gonna say some things that probably get this show kicked off the air. Anyway, we got a lot in store for you guys today. We were out in Philadelphia, specifically after going to Lancaster, and there was an anti-Trump movement, as surprise, surprise, full of absolute most atrocious and very pitiful people. And so as we jump into this, let's jump into our first clip for the day. You know, what you expect from Black Lives Matter is a movement that is respectful of black people, that loves them. But of course, what you really know is that Black Lives Matter is mostly white people who use expletives at actual black people who disagree with them. Let's roll clip one.
Your grave, your body, your grave. Take that out.
Take it from the grave.
Live fast, die young, baby. I don't live.
My honey. Bye.
I don't
live
here.
I'll give you my bandana. Take that hat off.
I've never said that. I don't like it.
So let's talk about this. So obviously it starts out as supposed to be a very normal event, and we see them already accosting Trump supporters, white people specifically. I mean, is this the trend? Do you see this, honestly?
You see it at like every gathering, right? It's like a bunch of radical left-wing white people right now are like walking virtue signals. Like every time you go to one of these events, it's like they feel like they're so entitled to lecture any type of black person about their oppression, as if black people aren't like already kind of like intellectually aware. It may not be true, but that's what's in their minds. But it seems like even like these hard left white people just really like virtue signal down on these people. It's like almost degrading. It's like, you know what, black person, you need to know how oppressed you are. You don't even know how oppressed
Listen, Kanye,
you need to know, because you just aren't smart enough to even understand how oppressed you really are. It's like, you know this is true, right?
I know it's true. You know what else I think is weird? And I don't know why they do this. Why do they show up and they gather around to insult people and like oppress them, literally. They gather around. They can't just protest like across the street. They actually have to show up they always do this. They do it in Portland. They like focus on cops, or they focus on, and they just say hateful stuff. And it's like, where's the inclusivity? Where's the tolerance?
Yeah, where is why? The, why? Why? It's always negative. They're always like, you know, we're about inclusivity, except we're going to scream at everyone who disagrees with us, completely rebel and enact violence against any dissident. And we're also going to possibly take every protected group that we talk about, homosexuals, black homosexuals, transgender black homosexuals, and every other group they like to protect that's just black transgender homosexuals. And then they attack white people, they attack Christians, they attack cops, they attack pretty much anybody, and then they go, we gotta have a more unified country. We gotta fight against Donald Trump. And then they're out there literally throwing milkshakes at gay Asian people in Portland.
It's like they literally swarm people, and like in the name of like fighting against oppression, they oppress people to get their point across that you're oppressed. It's like, how does that even work? You know, we're gonna oppress you until you finally admit that you're being oppressed. It's like, by who? The police, or by white people. But it's like, no, but like you crazy people.
Yeah, by transgender people. And speaking of oppression, I want to give a huge shout out to somebody who actually helps make this show possible. Have you guys heard of Black Rifle Coffee Company? Because if you haven't, you should. A lot of you have always been wondering, how do you become a better person? And I always tell you there's other ways. You could lose weight, you could increase your marriage, but the best way to become a better person today is by signing up for the coffee club of the best coffee company in America. If you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive right now, you can get 20% off your first order of the Freedom Loving Roast. It's got a little bit of 1776 in every sip. For those of you guys that don't know, if you go right now to that website and you use my code, you can get whole beans, ground roast, you can get coffee rounds, which go in your Keurig, and the new canned coffee, which also comes in two different flavors. I like espresso with cream. Black Rifle Coffee Company is a veteran-owned and veteran-operated American-loving, America-first business that puts and hires people who loved and served this country and still do. They also support free speech, unlike bad coffee companies. Have you guys tried Black Rifle Coffee before?
Not yet. I'm not a coffee drinker.
Bad person.
Yeah.
You're a degenerate.
I'm a racist.
You're disgusting. Yes. Possibly a Nazi. It's disgusting. Have you had Black Rifle Coffee?
I haven't, and I think maybe they should send me some for free.
Yeah, maybe they should sponsor you too.
Why not? I put my life in danger, and I deserve some free coffee.
I think so too. But you know what, guys? You know what's even better than free is getting 20% off your first order. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive. Really, truly, check it out. It is the best. It's something that you cannot ignore. Every time I run out, I'm always upset. You can get it shipped to your home free, anything you want in the coffee club as well. That's what I use, and you should use it too. Anyway, let's keep talking about our favorite topics here. So they continued, like you're mentioning, Kaylin, about harassing people. Let's roll clip two and listen to what they were talking about. Like these weird accusations. We're gonna talk about these, they make stuff up, but it's also not normal. Like they don't like mix stuff up like, hey, you guys are bad people. It's always like, you have a small penis and it's inverted. And you're like, yeah. What? Let's roll clip two.
Oh, but they're protesting.
They're cult leader. They're all cult leaders and devil worshippers. Yeah, I said it. It's funny because it's true.
First of all, total lack of confidence. He says, you are all cult leaders. You're all devil worshipers. There you go. I said it with his micro megaphone with a crack in it. And he says, probably because it's true. Like, he doesn't even know what he believes.
It's you know what I find interesting, you know, because I'm a Christian and from like a, you know, a evangelical perspective, when I'm covering these riots and these rallies, these people claim to be so like anti-Christianity, anti-Jesus, anti-Bible, right? It's a white man's religion and it's oppressing black people, da da da, all those lies. But they always use biblical references. They'll talk about you're of the devil or Jesus was brown or F your white Jesus. Like they mock and they blaspheme God, Jesus, and Christianity. But these are the same people that say that it doesn't exist or that God isn't real.
Yeah, one girl said, you want to read what she said? She yelled when she was yelling, I didn't get on tape. And she goes, Jesus would have been on our side. Jesus hung out with the prostitutes. She was like basically saying that we're all prostitutes. And I was like, well, you're not wrong. Jesus would have been with the prostitutes.
Exactly.
So you're not wrong. But they were like basically calling themselves dirty prostitutes.
And it's like, so are you, are you willing to admit that Jesus is not only a real historical person, but Christianity in of itself, you're like validating through your blaspheme that this is all real.
Well,
you can't say that Jesus this, Jesus that, and then say, oh, well, you know, Jesus isn't even real. He wasn't even a historical person. So it's kind of strange that they do that to themselves.
Yeah, did you see that, Kaylin? The same, like the weird things they make up. Why do they say this?
I see them do this in a lot of different areas, but mostly it's the hypocrite, right? It's their strategy to use and abuse the system in place to get what they want, but then turn around, you know what I mean? So they'll use our democratic form of government to get what they want, but then they don't play by the rules. We have to play by the rules, but they don't have to. But they'll use our democratic systems. So they'll, in the same way, they'll attack our Christianity and attack the tenets and things that we abide by, but they don't. But they'll use it against us to try and get
it's like head. It's like when they, exactly. It's kind of like how when they march to defund the police, but when something happens, they call on the police. And also too, like I noticed that they call them a cult. They're literally like a cult. And the signs of a cult, right, is like a centralized leader, and you have certain emblems and garb and things that identify you. You all follow the same mantras. They're accusing the Trump people of being a cult while they're literally all wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts. They are saying the exact same, you know, what are those called? Like chants or whatever. They're basically a cult in and of themselves. And He's a black transgender that looks like he might be a sex worker, which is really an interesting thing. Speaking of very weird looking people, there was, you know, people say not to ad hominem, and I don't really want to make fun of somebody's weight, but I really feel bad for this next woman. I wouldn't make fun of someone's weight, but it was just, her skin was hanging out of her t-shirt and it was embarrassing, you know? Like, I could lose a little weight, I have no problem with it. But what was really nasty about her wasn't the stain on her tank top or her bra straps falling. It was actually the fact that she was calling street preachers the C word. If you remember this.
Dirty
C word. Yeah, this is disgusting. Let's play clip three.
Fucking racist, dirty cunt. Fucking racist, dirty cunt. Fucking racist, dirty cunt. Yeehaw. Right, that's what you see.
The side boob too.
Did you see that?
What is that? There's a fold coming out. Like, it's not that she's overweight that I'm pulling out. I mean, it's a sloppiness. You know, like, these people are sloppy.
You know, on my Twitter when I posted that video, right? Like, there were all kinds of people in the comments obviously addressing her weight, but there were even women in the comment sections that were like, as an obese woman, as myself, like, what is this woman doing? Like, why are you doing this to yourself, sister? Like, you're embarrassed. Like, there were even overweight women in the comment sections condemning
her. I don't have a problem with fat people.
I don't have a problem with fat people, but it's like, don't make a mockery out of yourself.
Well, you should make sure that your shirt doesn't have side boobs coming out. And I mean, like, you make yourself an open target. I think that's what these people don't understand, is they think they're like oppressed or they're targeted, but it's like, people probably don't like you because you're just an annoying, nasty person. Not even because you're fat or anything. It's just, you're literally just gross. And people go, oh, that's ad hominem. You mentioned, it's not a debate. We're not debating. I'm not attacking her looks in a debate. I'm just saying, you are literally like a hair in the back of the throat. You're unnecessary.
Major character flaws, but also most of these people, we see them a lot, they're unkempt. Like, they have dirt under their fingernails and their hair is very greasy and they have like stains on their shirts.
It's really sad.
But like,
and they're not poor. They have iPhones and stuff.
And you can have dirt under your fingernails and have greasy hair and you know what I mean? And be a good person and nobody's gonna be angry with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those things are not something that you should be like, you know, oh, you're a gross person. But like, when you have an attitude like that lady has,
it's just a walking stereotype.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross. Speaking of that though, with the street preacher, I don't really know if I'd call him a street preacher, but let's go ahead and roll clip four and let's hear his response to her escapade.
Hey, stop being a lesbian. Stop it.
We see these people everywhere. You know what I mean? They always show up to pride marches, and like I was saying earlier, everybody, instead of walking past them, they have to stand there and engage with
them
for
them.
Hours. And the police usually have to protect them, but they go back and forth, and these guys are not the meek, humble, reserved. They don't control their tongue. They literally just will blast these people's sin. You're a lesbian. You're a homosexual. Homo sex is sin. They put it on their big sign. Homo sex is sin.
Yeah, hell was made for you. You F word. They say it like they're like.
They say it. And
he told someone a cocksucker. And I was like, I don't know pastors.
He said, you don't worship God. You worship, you know, the C word.
You can say, I can bleep stuff on this show.
Okay.
So let's look at this. So these people, what we're trying to bring to, I think the main point is that this is completely mayhem. They're anti-Trump, but really what it is they're just disenfranchised people. They're angry, they're upset. This felt a lot like the protests that we've had from like 2016, 2017, a lot more docile, but it did ramp up. There was another transgender Antifa. I always ask guests the question, why is it that most Antifa are gay or transgender?
I think because the way the culture has been driven in universities, right? Since the Obama administration, when gay marriage was made legal, it just became mainstream at that point, right? Transgenderism is now becoming even more mainstream in the culture.
But do you have to tuck your penis just because the Obama administration?
I think now people feel more free and bold to just be open about tucking their penises.
Well, and some of them are bad at it.
They're very bad at it. And they don't really care that they aren't hiding the fact that they're tucking their penises.
Yeah, and it bulges out. Sometimes you notice it's very, very distracting because they wear very tight little things and they have a bulge where a woman shouldn't have one.
Yeah, and in the trans community, that's like a badge of honor. That's like really good to have.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, thought to be a transgender, you want to have a good tuck probably. That's probably part of it. And I think, so they're not good at fighting fascism. They're also not good at even really being transgender. I mean, they don't really try very hard.
The transgender issues, I'm not an expert in them. You guys sound like you know a little bit about it. But I did notice that I did notice that there was some intense bulge happening with the closing statements in Philly the other night.
Yeah, we'll get into that. There's multiple of these people. And I have nothing, hey, according to YouTube, just so you guys know, with the we're not making fun of transgender people. I'm not, they're a protected class on here, but I just think it's interesting.
You're non-binary, aren't you?
I'm actually legally non-binary.
You literally are.
I've never really fully said it, but I literally paid $35 to reject my gender in the state of California, and I'm not a man. So people say, oh, you can't, like, you can't do this, you can't do that, whatever. But the thing is that I actually am not a man. I am actually gender X, and I have no affiliation. So when I talk about transgender people, I talk about us as a culture. Let's go ahead and play this clip of this really beautiful girl acting real classy here with a Andrew Yang supporter on.
You know what I think's funny about that clip? You have an anti-fascist that's anti-capitalism, right? That is, let's tear down the free market, sporting a backpack with a Michael Jordan logo on it. Did you even notice that? I was just looking at
the aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. Aggressively, this is their whole life. This is their whole life.
Hypocrites.
Use all the what's the fruit of all the systems that you hate.
This person's not eating a lot of
fruit. Use them.
They're eating a lot of carbs.
I mean, we eat a lot of McDonald's, so we can't really.
Oh yeah, I have a triple chin.
Hey.
Keep going.
And so, you know, but that's what I'm saying. They don't want the police. They'll defund the police, but as soon as they get hurt, we need the police, you know? We hate capitalism, but as soon as I need a backpack, there's a nice Michael Jordan one in the store right there.
The hypocrisy is very important, and that's why I want to bring this up, though, that even though we're, like, laughing, because really, if we're tracking through the events here, the first part of this was kind of funny. It's outrageous. These people cannot be taken seriously. And just like we're laughing here, the people go, why aren't you more serious? Well, don't be fooled by the set here. This is not a very serious show. This is not that good of a show either, and most of you that watch it regularly understand that. Someone even said, why do you self-deprecate? Why do you tear down your own show? And I say, it tears itself down. You have to keep a light heart when you deal with these people. But also, I want to take them seriously for a moment. Let's go ahead and let's roll clip 6, where you have another person whose gender I'm not sure of. We're going to play a game here called Whose Gender Is It? And where you have to guess at the end of this in the comments. Make sure you put as clip 6, and then you include in the comments what you think's going on here in terms of the gender reveal party. We'll have it in the comments in a moment.
I don't know this video, so.
Yeah, let's roll this, clip 6.
We do not win if we sit back and we wait for November. We do not win if we rely on an election that this regime is telling you they will not respect, that they are telling you they are.
So, I'm going to go with that's a girl. I'm gonna say it as a girl, because we can't confirm, because you know if you misgender someone on YouTube, they can delete your account.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, you can't misgender somebody. You can't misgender them. So I don't know what their gender is. So I'm just gonna say they. What do you think?
It doesn't surprise me that you know these communists aren't really willing to rely on an election. I mean, they blame right because of all the rhetoric coming from left-leaning politicians that they're literally staging the public and they're already preparing society. To accept the lie that Donald Trump is going to refuse the election results, right? So they have these useful idiots out in the streets spitting and preaching this message to the public that this is an election that's not going to be fair, it's not going to be true, it's not going to be real. So that's the propaganda that goes out months, weeks in advance. So the useful idiots and the mindless lemmings are already engineered and groomed to when it finally comes out on CNN and MSNBC, Trump is not accepting the election results. So everyone's like, oh, hey, wow, I heard that at a Refuse Fascism rally in Philly, and so that's what's happening. That's how it works.
It's preemptive. They're priming. Yep. They're priming everyone for revolution. That's what they want. They want revolution. What do they want after that?
They want it now. I just know that. They said, what do we want? Revolution. What do we want now? We actually have a guest. What do you...
We have a special guest, guys. This is totally unplanned. We have a fourth guest today. Let's see if she's ready to make an appearance. We have... We have Miss Nancy Pelosi. Nancy... what do you think about the election coming up, Nancy? What's your predictions?
I just need to get a blowjob. Not a blowjob. it's a hair blown. Hair dry.
Okay, she's ready. She hasn't had enough cocaine this morning, so we'll come back to Nancy, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, we tricked her to come on the show today. We tricked her on.
This is what it's come to. This is what the show's come to. Just go back down, okay? All right. That was not supposed to be on the show. Okay, that was not pre-planned. Anyway, I gotta let you guys know something. These trips, obviously, are not free. It costs a lot of money to get around town, and I'm really happy that not only does The Blaze and everyone support me, but also that I am able to kind of get around, move around by your support, by you guys supporting companies like Gabby Insurance. Now, you have a car? Mm-hmm. You have a car?
Yeah.
And car insurance is expensive. It's like unnecessarily expensive. It's top price. You see every commercial every day for what, you know, here's the better price, but you never know if you're actually getting the best price. And you got to ask yourself that question, how do I actually know? Well, unlike those random websites that compare home and auto insurance, there's this website called Gabby.com. And if you go to Gabby.com /offensive, within 2 minutes, by just putting in basic information, the reason why I recommend it is because unlike other places which just tries to give you the best quote or give you a better quote, this place will tell you if you already have the best quote. So you can't waste time. So if you go on there and you have the best possible price, they let you know and you can go to bed, rest assured, I'm saving the most amount of money, I have the best price. And it's also cool because then you can help your friends say, get to my insurance plan, you can save money. But also, unlike most people go on there, including myself, and you find out very quickly that if you go to Gabby.com/offensive, put in your information, the average person saves up to $825, which is crazy, a year on average. And so I went on there and I found out I'm overpaying by almost $1,200 a year on my car insurance. And I thought I got the best rate using another site. So I wanna encourage you guys, please, this isn't COVID, it's times are tough, it is rough. And I want you guys to save as much money as possible. So if you go to Gabby.com/offensive today, you can find out how to save money on your home and auto insurance. It doesn't cost you anything. It's quick and it's easy. And in the end, it'll end up saving you a lot. Again, go to Gabby.com/offensive. And thank you guys so much for always supporting the show and supporting Real Reporting and cardboard cutouts. And Nancy, do you use Gabby.com?
No. I like to spend the Americans' money.
So stupid. All right. Anyway, go to Gabby.com/offensive today and find out how you can save. Let's jump into this. You know, by the way, people complain sometimes about the amount of ads in the show. They're like 1 minute long each. And I tell people, do you know how you guys are on the field? This stuff is so expensive to produce. It's absolutely insane. And I'm really glad that people support and keep it going. Because I'm able to get to more and more. We've been on the field for what, a week now?
Yeah.
Like we nonstop, and it's been crazy. So we started marching. Let's go ahead and let's play this clip that proves that the pandemic might be over. Let's go ahead and roll clip 7. So, hey guys, does it ever infuriate you that you can't go to church in these places, you can't gather, and yet these people are given absolute immunity, no condemnation from politicians, they're just pushed out, they're put out, and they're completely left out of the media narrative about what might be spreading COVID, even though I still don't really believe the stats and what they're saying. I mean, I'm sure the average American watching this, like myself, just actually gets pissed off seeing these people are out there literally gathered in masses, and we're told we can't eat inside of a restaurant.
Yeah. If the politics are right, you can do whatever you want.
Right, if you're Black Lives Matter.
You can do whatever you want.
I think there's nothing better to say about that. Speaking of the politics being right, look at who was leading this. Talk about a nice-looking person here. You guys know about the whole thing about Black Trans Lives Matter? So it's like the ultimate competition of what you can look like, the most victimized person on the totem pole. Let's go ahead and let's play clip 8, and let's look at who was leading this. And I'm not laughing at them. I'm just going to say those shorts were a little bit longer than the ones that Caitlyn was wearing yesterday out here in DC. Let's go ahead and play clip 8. Yeah, so this is what I'm saying is that it's a group that wants to be taken seriously. They were claiming that Donald Trump is anti-science and that he was spreading COVID while they're having a mass gathering in a place that has laws against mass gatherings for COVID, right? Philly was like pretty shut down. And then on top of that, they talk about, you know, we need to unify, they're assaulting people, but then they say, look, we need to like get people on board. We need to unify and like get the average American onto our mission. And what speaks more average American than a transsexual weave wearing, booty short rocking, non-tucked, penis showing, bike riding, mini megaphone, cracked in the front, yelling individual with a very masculine voice, I will say. I mean, if you're trying to get people to not want to join you, that's who I would put in front.
Well, when you read the What We Believe section with Black Lives Matter, that's one of their main tenets that they glorify and uphold is black female or black trans women, right? That's like highlight.
Why?
Because that's where the culture is right now. And I think what's interesting about, and I want to point this out, to go to Kaylin's point of hypocrisy, is every single event we go to with Black Lives Matter, they highlight and they glorify trans women, they glorify homosexuals, and they, you know, they could do what they want, right? But some of the Black Lives Matter protesters are some of the most homophobic people I've ever been around in my entire life. Like all of the rhetoric they spew, all of the vile stuff.
What were they saying in Lancaster?
And Lancaster, I can't even repeat it, dude. I don't wanna get your channel.
You can use the abbreviations.
Like
though.
They were just saying like, you effing something that rhymes with maggots over and over and over again. They were talking about some of the police officers' wives with just nothing but homophobic.
The gay porn
slurs.
Too. They kept yelling at police. Gay porn, and you're like, I thought you guys were pro gay porn.
Yeah, and sometimes I wonder, you know, because these are like protected classes on YouTube, social media, and big tech, and I'm like, why do you guys prop up an organization that claims to be defenders of these protected classes, but when you actually go out to one of their events, they are like totally homophobic, totally transphobic. Like the stuff they say is vile.
They use the protected class as an insult toward their enemies. And I just think it's interesting because like you were saying, you look at the tenets of Black Lives Matter and you see that it's very anti-Western, Western nuclear family. And that's why I think personally at the core, they don't like black men. That's why they want black men to dress as women and have bad penis tucks.
Yeah, that's what it shows. It's kind of disgusting. You have a good point. It's like ultimately what you're saying is the model person that we want to represent us is somebody who's literally mentally ill, according to the DSM-5. And it's like we want mentally ill black people to be our representative. So we want Cardi B with, you know, just showing her vagina on TV and her breasts. I can't even show clips on my show. It has to be blurred. It's like pornographic. We want them. Then we have LeBron James. We have millionaires. Basically, I even call you billionaires. You have so many millions. It's like you're not even just a millionaire. You're like filthy, freaking rich, who completely talks about how he's a slave. Like basically, you're lying to the people, saying like even if you're successful, you're a slave, which is not true. LeBron is a slave, though, of course, to a bad ideology. But then you go ultimately, like if you want the most recognition as a black person, if you want to be respected, if you want to lead a movement, you've literally got to have. You got to be mentally insane. And like, that's so sad that that's who they prop up. And it absolutely is true. And that's why I want to bring this up is that as she was leading this, you brought this up that they're about the aggression. Let's play clip 9. You think this guy was purposely agitating?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I actually do. So let's, where's the clip? Do we have it?
Yeah, we can play it. What's going on here?
Okay, so this is what I think, and we found out more information afterward, later in the night. So we turn around and this guy is yelling out 4 more years or like 8 years of Donald Trump, Trump 2020, right? And immediately you just realize like, this is gonna turn out bad. If law enforcement wasn't there, this guy would have got rocked. Like this would have been a Portland, this would have been a Dallas, It would have been bad. And but we found out later in the night that this guy's a content creator. And as soon as I heard that, he was baiting them. We all know what's going to happen, right? As soon as someone comes out in opposition, that's where everyone swarms to. And so he was live streaming. And so I personally don't have any issue with what he did, because it shows their response. They can't just exist peacefully with people who oppose them. They have to go and attack you because you have different political beliefs. So I feel like this guy was just trying to expose their aggression.
Expose what he found.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's trying to say, look, if I come out there and I express an opposing political opinion, this is what's gonna happen. I mean, he took a chance, though. A good thing cops were there. You mentioned that too.
That's something I think we should really hit on, is like the difference between this event in Philly and I think all the other stuff we've been covering lately is there was a presence of law enforcement in the thousands. Like they had blocks, miles covered, not just like one area or sector of the location. Like they had blocks covered, like thousands of cops. And there were multiple things that happened this night with, you know, the street preachers, the left, just these radical leftists just swarmed them instantly, right? Cops came, broke it up, de-escalated it really well. This guy that came and did what he did, you see the cops right there, right in between them. They de-escalate it. And the Black Lives Matter guy, this guy literally had a Black Lives Matter face mask on, telling him, you're effing lucky. Like, you're effing lucky. Why was he saying that? Because the cops were there, right? Mm-hmm. And even we'll play the clip later with the white people that were being harassed, you know, by Black
Lives. I can't believe you got that. That was so good.
Even them, you see the cops right there, right in between them. And so—
Well, let's cue that real fast.
Yeah, let's play that
real quick. Can we cue the next clip real fast?
Police officer. So, you know, what I want to point out is, imagine if Philly would have been under, I guess we could say, leftist rule right now, where the police are defunded. Imagine if there wasn't a police presence like that in the thousands, right? How would have those situations would have turned out?
Right, I think
very violent, but that's very bad.
I think that they are taking a chance specifically about by saying, oh, we want to defund the police, but not realizing that actually, if the police weren't there, I feel like the police are more there, not for the protection of just the city, but also the police are realizing that Americans are getting genuinely upset at these people, and realizing that not just this isn't right-wingers and militia, like these are just Americans. Mm-hmm. Nonpartisan Americans are getting sick of this shit, of these people. I mean, when you walk around DC, all of these cities, they're boarded up, the stores are destroyed, businesses are running out of business. And it's not just from COVID. It's like nobody wants to go to downtowns anymore. People are scared to go to cities. Whenever I say I'm in a city, people go, oh, I'm glad I don't go there anymore because of Black Lives Matter, because of these people. And they get the reputation for just, they're ruining America. Mm-hmm. These people are ruining the nation, and they're destroying what it means to live in a civil Western society. And I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely growing sick of the way that they're being framed as peaceful protesters, or even if this is peaceful, it's like they're shutting down streets, blocking intersections, harassing people. It's like you said, it's like they have to accost people, scream at people. Anyone who disagrees with them, they have to yell vile things. Maybe that's not violent, right? I don't believe words are violent. I don't think the Black guy yelling at the people is violent, but that's not peaceful, right? It's not gentle. That's not peace. That's still, he is disturbing the peace. Isn't that a crime?
It's like even without like, any like citing any like literal laws, like you're just a crappy person. Like if you're gonna go walk up to someone while they're having like a quiet dinner with their family, and you walk up to them and you start like literally just coming down on them as if they are like white supremacists and they don't side with you or they don't think Black Lives Matter just because of the color of their skin, you know they walked up to them and started harassing. Like, just doing that makes you a crappy, stupid person. Like who does that? Who's gonna walk up to someone eating dinner and just ruin their dinner, accusing them of being racist and saying Kaylin might do that, but you know, what I'm trying to say is that makes you a stupid person. People aren't gonna like you. You just don't do that. You're just an idiot.
No, literally though. And it's like, it doesn't matter if he's black. People, it doesn't matter.
They keep doing that and they wonder why. Well, actually, they don't wonder why anything. They know for certain that people don't like them because everyone is a racist. It's like, actually, if you had a thought, maybe it was because all of you go out and accost old ladies, You run up and ruin people's dinners. You just try to jump on people's cars. You block freeways.
You light cars on fire. You throw Molotov cocktails. People probably hate you.
You literally jump on the freeway and get run over. Since these protests have started.
Take us serious.
So many people have died. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like they're not being taken seriously. And I think that they've taken too many chances. And that's why I just want to remind you guys that you guys know that sports are back, right? Football's going. It's very creepy. Have you seen that? Have you seen football? Have you
Do
seen
they
basketball
kneel
with the
before every
Yeah, it's definitely I think a lot of these places are not really, or these teams are making some terrible strides. But I saw that there was a football player who actually decided to put the name of a black fallen soldier on his helmet instead of like a Black Lives Matter person, which shows me that some people really in sports are getting the right mode and understanding that this Black Lives Matter stuff is crazy. And if you want to value black lives, you should value real heroes, not people who burn down cars. But guys, I want to
rapists on their helmet.
Jacob Blake. It's like, I want to honor this guy.
Isn't that wild?
Well, it strikes me as weird, but I want to remind you guys that the season is on. It is going right now. A lot of you guys, especially the demographics, a lot of you guys are men, which is why it's so important that if you're like me, I know that I can't really make it to Vegas. I don't think it's good. You should never gamble excessively, but placing a little bet on something, seeing the odds of who might win, whether you do it on the real estate market for your property, whether you do it on the stock market. If you go to mybookie.com, you can do it on your sports team. You can place your betting and figure out which team you want to win. It's really incredible. It's a ton of fun. And I really encourage you to go there right now, because if you go to mybookie.com, use my code SLIGHTLY. Use your intuition. Set a bet on your favorite team. See who's going to win, and you can easily double your money. You get your first deposit. You can double your first deposit if you use my code, which is a great deal. And you can get up to $1,000 in free play. So some people are like, "Well, I don't want to gamble my own money. I don't want to do this stuff." Fine, I agree with you. Then don't gamble your own money. Why don't you gamble free money with $1,000 in free play and place your bets and see who's going to win? Do you like basketball, football? What's your favorite one?
Baseball.
Baseball. What do you like?
I watch hockey.
Hockey. All right. So, hey, so I just want to encourage you guys, if you are doing well, you guys are journalists, you don't have time to do this, but if you guys are sitting there at home and you want something fun to do, go to mybookie.com, place your bets, double your first deposit, and get $1,000 in free play money. It's designed to add more excitement to the sports that you love and the games that you bet on. And I really encourage those of you guys that love to do that to check it out, mybookie.com. Use my code SLIGHTLY and check it out today, whether it's baseball, basketball, or whatever else floats your boat. I would check them out in the description. You mentioned though earlier about they're running into freeways.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes,
they are.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we should play the clip, because this is something that this gentleman really was so adamant about. He was actually getting frustrated. There was a lot of dissent. Nobody could agree on where the crowd should go next.
But they did decide. So it was like, I don't know what kind of like serious chromosomal disorder you have to just go at the end of an argument, go, "Oh, where we should go next is a highway." Like, oh, that's like, we could go left, right, or like there's cars going 80 miles per hour and there's 12 of us. Let's go down there. And I'm like, literally, I literally called my wife right before we're about to go on. I go, "I hope we don't die." Like, I'm going, this is one of the most stupid things we've ever done. Play the clip as we're walking down an intersection into the highway. Now, there's Ford Fisher. Yeah, okay, so we got intercepted by the police. And what's funny, though, is that people were, like, upset we got intercepted by the police trying to go on the freeway. Like, nobody was upset that we tried to go onto a highway. Like, it was like, "Oh man, the police got us." You're like, no. Why would you be happy if you successfully played the game of evolution and like showed what natural selection? I feel like we were on a game of who's naturally selected next.
Well, like, what I think you don't understand is that it's so much bigger than that, right? It's bigger than natural selection. We're talking about taking down the system, and we're gonna do that with our bodies on the freeway where there's moving cars. But most importantly, that's what gets publicity. When somebody gets run over, mm-hmm. when a racist car runs over a BLM protester in the middle of the night where you can't be seen, that's what's going to make headlines. And I feel like that's where this guy wanted to go. He wanted to make headlines last night, and he was really arguing. Just before we got to the freeway, they were arguing about where to go, and they were cussing at each other.
Black the Marxists and the BLM got they divided, and we were following the BLM group because the Marxists were too busy lighting sparklers in the park, right? They had a sparkler party, and they were lighting fireworks. I mean, that was new, right? Usually they light mortars. They were lighting sparklers, which I like. I'm down for that, the sparkler party.
The one girl was having a really difficult time because she had a grip handful of them, and they were exploding in her hand, basically, and she was, like, waving them around.
Was this the genderless one that we couldn't figure out who they were?
Yeah, she was talking. The genderless one was talking, but next to her, in front of me, there was a girl who couldn't control what she was doing there. So she seemed like maybe she was like a very novice.
Novice sparkler lighter. Yeah.
I kind of want to point this out though, on a serious note, is what these protests and riots are providing is a lot of purpose for a lot of degenerate people. So literally, so it's funny, but you're getting a lot of degenerate, low-life people that have literally nothing to live for, right? You have a lot of people that have no purpose, nothing to live for. A lot of these kids are growing up and coming out of broken homes. They have no career paths. We're in the middle of COVID-19. Everything is distorted and ruined. So what these BLM protests and riots are providing is a platform to actually become someone great in their eyes. I mean, you could be a pedophile. Literally, we've seen this. You could be a pedophile, become a martyr, get attacked, get beaten up, get arrested, and you're glorified on Twitter as a freaking saint.
George Floyd, Jacob Blake. I mean, these are just a couple examples.
Rosenbaum was the worst one.
Yeah.
He was the worst one. If you look at the charges against him.
Kenosha, right?
This was a guy who was dating women so he could get into contact with their sons.
And like not grown sons, right? These are children's
sons.
Yes,
yes. This was the man that people are dying on the hill. Yeah. They're dying on that hill. They're saying this.
People are seeing that, and they're seeing it as an opportunity to become some kind of celebrity. There's LARPers, there's grifters, and there's people that literally just want to use this.
It's redemption, right? They see the redemption because they go, well, look, you could be a terrible person and get in a gold casket and you're in the middle of a pandemic and have multiple ceremonies for yourself, even though you weren't a good person. Yeah. And I'm not, by no means am I saying, oh, Jacob Blake, I'm glad he's paralyzed, or I'm not saying that, or I don't wish George Floyd would die or anything like that. It's just that you're right. These people feel that this is their time to shine.
Yeah.
And they do it in a way you wonder, well, why are they always doing it through violence and chaos and illegal activity? Well, they're just trying to rise up in a way they've always done it, which is through crime and through illegal activity. And they try to go on the freeway. And I know that in Philly, they had some problems with that before getting gassed and whatnot. But it is remarkable to me, your point being, is that they see that you get rewarded for bad behavior and you don't get disciplined. And the police really, I'm surprised like they didn't, if I was the police person, I would have locked down the on-ramp and I would have gotten out with officers and I would have arrested everybody. I would have trapped everybody. I would have brought vans because there were some vans down the street and I would have arrested everybody for misdemeanor trespassing on, there's gotta be something on a highway for putting or in public endangerment or reckless behavior or something and given people, slap people with serious charges. That is dangerous. It endangers the community. And I'm not into unnecessary laws. I'm not into big government, but if you're blocking an on-ramp and you're causing a possible collision and accident, stay out of the street, kids. I mean, I don't wish they would get hit by cars, but I wish they would have gotten fines at least, but nothing happened.
Yeah, and that's the problem. These people just want to make a name for themselves. They want to be the MLK, the Malcolm X of this generation, and that this is how you do it, though, right now in 2020. This is how you get it done.
What I think is interesting, and this is parallel with what you're saying, is that there are organizers who are not on the ground, but the people on the ground think that they're going to get a seat at the table. And the people that organize them think that they're going to get a seat at the table after the revolution, and it's just not going to happen. That's not how it works.
The useful idiots all be killed.
Yes, yes.
They're useful idiots.
It's sad because they are people who are disenfranchised. They are people who do have serious problems, and somebody comes alongside them, recognizes their what they're lacking in their life and says, you can have what you want as long as Nancy here,
but you can have, get out of here, Nancy. Get out of this shot.
God damn you, Nancy. So
get out of here.
But you can have what you want. But if you come along and you do this thing, if you can go carry the banner. That's the phraseology.
And they do, and they literally do go carry the banner.
So
it does, and I like that. I like that you kind of wrap it up with that. I think the moral of all this is just that, like, these poor degenerates who really have done little with their lives. That's why it said they're being taken advantage of. They're literally, they're just useful idiots that are somehow being mobilized to create chaos. And all the reason why it's chaos is because it's a projection of what's going on in their own lives. Internally, they are chaotic. They are unhappy. They're often gender confused, which is already the first thing. Like, I tell people, if you're gender confused, that's like when you go in the shower and if you look down and you see a ball sack that we were born with, you should know what your gender is. And if you don't, you're mentally ill and you've got to go back to step one and go back in the shower and look at your balls again until you remember that you're a guy. And that being said, you know, when you have people like that being touted and pushed up to the front, mm-hmm. you go, well, if it's trickle down and we have the most ostracized mentally ill people, that's why these movements are degenerate. They promote sex work, which is AKA prostitution, but they rename everything. And they bring and they project that chaos. And what we're seeing in our cities, why it's so upsetting and so chaotic is we're seeing what happens when we allow the more dysfunctional people of society to have power and to give them power. And people go, well, it's oppression. You've taken it away from them. You know, you're oppressing because you're black. Like, no, we're not oppressing them. We're keeping them from gaining power by giving them fines and arresting them when they commit crimes because we see that we don't want a lawless society. We want a law and order society. And I know you guys have any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, like, as much as we joke and we talk about these people who we interact with all the time in every city, but what I wanted to say is that when they don't know you're not on their side, they're incredibly nice people. They're so willing to help you as long as they think that you're with them. If you got, like, I got shot with pepper balls, dude, do you need help? Can I help you with anything? Do you need some water? You know what I mean? And I'm telling you that these people are nice as long as they think you're on their side, but it's a flip a switch. As soon as they realize it's like the NPC meme from, you know, 2 years ago, their face turns angry and then they just start, you know, get him, you know? And it's really scary, but you can tell that these are hurting people that are looking for a purpose who want.
They're not evil. What you're saying, they're not evil.
Just stupid.
Yeah, they're chaotic and stupid.
I would disagree with that. I'd say they are evil, dude. Like, there's people out here, dude, that are.
Some, but not all. Like, there's a couple evil people, but some of these people are, like you were saying, they're just idiots. Like, they think they're doing righteous. Like, that's my point.
It's just misplaced virtue a lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of misplaced virtue, but there are evil people. These people are self-proclaimed communists. These will be the very people when they usher in the new regime. These will be the very people that we're making fun of right now, but these will be the very people that will literally take us to the gulags, will literally chop our heads off because they're literally calling for revolution. They're serious about this stuff. And that's what's unfolding in the United States of America right now. And I think like guys like Ronald Reagan, people that were totally in opposition towards communism like decades ago, probably never. Honestly, no, I take that back. They probably did foresee stuff like this starting to happen in the US, and that's why they were so vehemently, aggressively against it, because this is what is gonna happen if we allow it to come in. And we have beautiful people like this that are leaders of the new regime, Nancy Pelosi, because she wants to fumigate Donald Trump out of the White House. And
get her out of here.
Just get her out of there, okay?
Nancy! I want to say a huge thank you to my guests, Drew Hernandez from Lives Matter, also a reporter on Tatum Report. You can check out the links to both his social media accounts. What's the best one? Twitter and YouTube probably.
Instagram, all of them.
Okay, go Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Also, there's a link to the Tatum Report. They have a website, right? Mm-hmm. We'll put that in there. Kaylin, what's your links? Best way to find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, @FromKaylin, FromKaLen. You can also check out my news platform, it's scribernews.com.
There's an article on this, right, on there?
Absolutely.
So people can get more details if you guys are detail-oriented. And I always say, if you guys make it this far into the show, remember that you can support this show directly by going to blazetv.com/Elijah. You can use my code in the description to get $10 off of your subscription. You get this show. It comes out earlier than it does on YouTube. It's very important. It's the way that the best will be fund the trip. You can support the sponsors. But if you don't want to support the sponsors and you don't want to spend money, because I know some of you guys are college students, there's no way to do it. That's fine. I don't mind. But you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Click the link below, or you can subscribe on Spotify or Google Play Store. Anyway, click the links below. Give us a 5-star review. It helps us out a lot. My name is Elijah Schaefer, your most unlikable host of the day. That's the word I'm using, from the best worst show on Blaze TV. As always, may God bless the United States of America. I am signing out.